Practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the mind of Sister Betty. L Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture with hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything. What is meant to be, will be.
Sometimes it seems,
we'll touch that dream,
we'll touch that
but
dream,
things come slow and not at all,
they come slow, yeah.
And the ones on time,
the ones on time,
won't make it stop, so convinced that they might fall, let's love ourselves and we can't fail.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatih. I'm 10 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And I'm Jenna. I'm going to visit the library this summer, and it'll be great because I miss you guys.
We miss you too, but we're here every week on the radio talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. I'm excited to be here with you both to talk about some books. We just had this past weekend the amazing, wonderful, best event ever, Hudson Children's Book Festival at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. It was so fun to see so many friends out there getting excited about books and meeting authors and illustrators. And it was also great to be able to host some of the authors and illustrators on the radio and find that recording on the audio archive for WGXC. And it was so great to meet so many authors and illustrators doing so many diverse stories and books and everything from picture books to graphic novels to chapter books, all ages. It was great. Lots of different topics, themes, stories. I love it. And I got to see Fatia. It was pretty exciting. Hadn't seen her in so long. I think she's almost as tall as me.
Taller now.
She got tall. It's amazing.
I doubt you are my height.
Yeah, I know Jade is tall too. I'm probably the shortest of us all. I can't remember. Fatia, was I taller than you or are you taller than me? It was close.
I think you are like a little bit more taller than me.
But I'm not growing anymore, and I think you might still be.
I'm still taller than you, though. That we can agree.
Yeah, I don't know if Jada will ever be shorter than me again, unless you decide to shrink or I decide to have a growth spurt in my middle age. That'd be really confusing, probably. So I feel like once you hit a certain age, you don't really get taller. So I've been this height for a large portion of my life. It would be very confusing if all of a sudden I became like 6 feet tall. I wouldn't know what to do. Someone should write a book about that. Speculative fiction about what happens when all of a sudden adults have growth spurts. Actually doesn't sound that good. Maybe we'll pass on that one. But anyways, let's talk about some books, not just about my height or your height. I'd like to get us started. I think Fatia knows what she wants to talk about today. What did you want to share?
So I wanted to share a few poems, but there's like two poems, so I'm going to share one of them.
Okay.
I'm going to do Peaceful Harmony, Joyful Melody. In a home where love does grow, happiness and peace do flow, family bonds forever strong. In joyful harmony we belong, laughter fills each room each day, cashing all the blues away. Together we stand hand in hand in our peaceful, loving land.
That's very nice. Where'd you find that one?
Well, the thing is, I made it by myself. Yeah, I got some ideas from the internet.
Cool. That was a really beautiful poem. Well done. I haven't heard one of your poems in a while. Do you write many poems, Fatia? I know you used to write more.
Well, now I'm more into books. So I'm like still working on a very long book. It has like around like 40 pages, and I think I'm like in a few weeks, like at the end of June, I might be finished with it.
Wow. Did you get to talk with any authors at the book fest about writing?
I got to talk to like two or three of them. I forgot the names. So one of them are my brothers, and I got to talk to them. My brother was getting a book, and then my brother asked to the author, how did they make this book and how did they find all the ideas? And then when I came, I got one or two books, and then I asked an author what inspired you, and then she told me, and then
That's cool. Yeah, so fun getting to talk with them. I wish I had, because I worked at the book fest, like we had a table for the library, which is where I got to see Fatia and her family. But so because I was working at the festival, I didn't get to spend my whole day with the authors and illustrators, but I could have very easily talked to each and every one of them for a long time about their books. But I got to say hello to a handful. That was nice. I bought a bunch of books. Also nice. Anyways, thank you for sharing your poem, Fatia. I hope we'll hear more from you in future weeks. So, Jada, what did you want to share today?
So, I was recently reading a book, one of the Rick Riordan Presents. Wow, he has a whole lot of books that he does.
Yeah, he does.
It was called Sal and Gabby Break the Universe. And it's about this boy who has type 1 diabetes. He can also rip holes in the universe and bring stuff from other universes, which is cool. And so he ends up putting a dead chicken into his bully's locker on his third day at a new school in Miami. And there's a girl who's the editor-in-chief of the school's newspaper, The Rotted Egg, which is a cool name, but her name is Gabby. So the main Sal and Gabby, we met them within the first chapters. And there's actually not that much I can say besides that, because otherwise it'll spoil the whole thing. But Gabby is trying to figure out how the heck Sal did that. Also, I realized I should have said this at the beginning. Sal's going to a school for, like, creative arts. So he's a magician, and then other kids in his class are looking to be actors and comedians and playwrights and stuff. So that's what a lot of his classes focus on, besides the usual curriculum. And cool. So she's trying to prove that it's more than just the simple magician's trick.
Nice.
And that's where all those things kick start. So yeah, it's a really good book, and I'd recommend it.
I think there's a sequel too. I don't know if that's if
there's
more planned or not.
Fix the universe.
Oh, that's nice. They break it and they fix it.
Yes.
They're like a full service operation, you know, start to finish, back again.
Yeah.
I know my niece read that one, and I think it was my niece. Maybe it was my nephew. No, I can't remember. One of my relatives read that and really liked it. I thought it sounded really good.
I was putting off reading it because I thought from the description it would be different than what it actually was. But I enjoyed it. You know, one of those books where it seems kind of not the best because of the description, but you read it and then you think that it's actually a really good book.
What did it give you more of that made you like it?
There was more funniness to it and more magician. And I thought that it would be more of a middle school story that just had magic in it.
Okay.
But I think that the author tied it in very nicely.
Have you read any of the other Rick Riordan Presents books?
Yeah, I think I read the Arusha series, which is really great. And I'm going to check out one of those since I like that kind of stuff. Rick Riordan is really great. And the Percy Jackson fan base is nearly as big as Harry Potter, which tells you that he's onto something.
Yeah. I think I'm more interested in the Rick Riordan Presents books than Rick Riordan's books, although I've heard they're good, but I think the other ones sound more interesting to me. But I haven't read any of them yet, I don't think.
Rick Riordan's books are the Rick Riordan Presents books are supposed to be bringing diverse cultures and backgrounds and religions together. Mm-hmm. That's why there's this one where it doesn't really mention anything like magical, but it's about this girl who has a Hindu background and she explores and she has an entire culture. So it's not magical like Rick Riordan, but it's bringing attention to a diverse background, and that's why I like them a lot.
Yeah, they sound really cool. He works with a lot of really great authors. So cool. Thanks for sharing that book. I have a couple that I could share. These I read two middle grade graphic novels, shocker, I know, and both of these are coming out next week, so on May 14th. So the first one is called Summer Vamp, and it's by Violet Chan Karim, and it's the story of a young person named Maya who doesn't quite fit in at her school, hasn't made any friends, but she has a lot of fun cooking. That's her like passion, is making things in the kitchen and trying out new recipes. And so that's what really brings her joy. And on the last day of school, she goes home and she finds out some news that kind of startles her. is that her dad's girlfriend, who she likes, but her dad's girlfriend is going to move in with them. And she's not sure how to feel about this and sort of runs upstairs upset. But then her dad comes to talk with her and lets her know that the good news is that the girlfriend has decided it would be fun for her to give her as a treat. She signed her up for summer camp at a culinary camp. And so Maya is so excited and gets all ready to go, packs all her heavy pots and pans, has the heaviest suitcase in the world. And then she gets dropped off to where she has to get on the bus for camp. And she gets on the bus and they accidentally call her Mia. She's like, no, my name's Maya, but, you know, doesn't think anything of it. But then as she settles into camp, she realizes that something strange is going on. Doesn't seem like she's at culinary camp. And eventually she realizes that she accidentally ended up at a camp for vampires. And so all of her campmates are vampires and she has to figure out how to fit in. And that hasn't been something that's been easy for her in the past year. So she both has to figure out how to fit in and perhaps even to figure out how to survive at vampire camp. So I thought it was a fun premise and it's got some funny moments. And I love a good summer camp graphic novel. And I think ultimately it's about like finding your place and your friends and that you don't have to have everything in common with people to get along and have a good time. So that is Summer Vamp by Violet Chan Karim. And that's a debut middle grade graphic novel. It's out on May 14th. You can place your holds for that and check it out. And the other book that I read, which I might read the description to because I don't want to accidentally give too much away. The other one is called Lunar Boy and it's by Jacinta or Sin Wibowo and Jessica Wibowo, who are twins who made this story and art together. And here's the description for this one. For fans of The Witch Boy and Squished, Lunar Boy is a must-have, heartwarming, coming-of-age graphic novel about a young boy from the moon who discovers a home in the most unlikely places. Indu, a boy from the moon, feels like he doesn't belong. He hasn't since he and his adoptive mom disembarked from their spaceship, their home, to live on Earth with their new blended family. The kids at school think he's weird. He has a crush on his pen pal who might not like him back, and his stepfamily doesn't seem to know what to do with him. Worst of all, Indu can't even talk to his mom about how he's feeling because she's so busy. In a moment of loneliness, Indu calls out to the moon, begging them to take him back, and against all odds, the moon hears him and agrees to bring him home on the first day of the new year. But as the promised day draws nearer, Indu finds friendship in unlikely places and discovers that home is more than where you come from. And when the moon calls again, Indu must decide, is he willing to give up what he's just found? So this book had a very interesting sense of place. So it mentions they're going to live on Earth. So they're actually going to live on what's called New Earth, which is seemingly not Earth, but a new Earth. So another planet at some point. And where he moves to on this new planet, they speak in Bahasa Indonesian. And he understands some of the language, but isn't totally confident speaking it and is a little bit behind in school. So he's dealing with that as well, trying to get caught up and fit in and understand and communicate with both his new classmates and his new family. And I thought it was interesting that they include sections of text that are phonetically spelled in that language. And you can see the parts that he's understanding are written in English so that you too, as a reader, can understand them. So you kind of get the experience of what he's hearing and what he's not understanding. I thought it did a really good job of talking about changes that people experience in life, whether it's moves or being new in school or having a new family or experiencing loss. Changes in your sexual identity or gender identity and new crushes, all sorts of different things, and how those changes sometimes impact the way you communicate with one another and how you feel, and the importance of listening and giving people space to feel what they're feeling and go through these changes. So that was a very good book, very touching. It's very different than Summer Vamp, but I feel like it had a similar theme of not being sure of your place and then finding your people and finding your place. your home. So I thought that was interesting and something a lot of people can relate to. Anyways, that one is Lunar Boy by Jacinta Sin-Wibowo and Jessica Wibowo. And so that also comes out on the 14th. And I think people will like both of them. I enjoyed them both. They're very, very different vibes. One of them, I feel like Summer Vamp was pretty silly and funny and like over dramatic at times, not super realistic. And even like Lunar Boy's maybe not super realistic in that there's like all this wild space travel, and Lunar Boy's adopted, like his mom finds him on the moon. Like, it's not super realistic, but it felt more sort of day-to-day issues that people deal with otherwise, and maybe a more serious tone, although not like not serious in like a duller sad way. I don't know how to explain it, but both are very good. Those are my book highlights for the week. Before we go for the day, did you have anything else you wanted to share, Jada? No, Fatia had to leave us, sadly. Our radio listeners don't know yet.
No, didn't really read that much lately. I've been busy with other things.
Well, sounds like you've been reading some. Some is more than none. Sometimes I get in a mode where I can't read quite as much, and it feels like such a slump, but I'm still reading every week, usually every day. But sometimes it takes a while to get through, especially if I'm reading a bigger book.
Yeah, and the ones that I did read, I couldn't share because I already did.
Gelato.
L'estate.
You learning another language?
No, I don't know what the heck that was.
What was that? No, gelato.
My computer just went crazy. Crazy.
Makes me hungry.
I think that's because it maybe fell one too many times. By one too many times, I mean it just fell last night, and it fell two times before that.
Oh, no.
Then it fell 10 more times, so it's just weird.
So now it's speaking in Italian?
Yes.
Telling you it wants gelato.
You can't have gelato or your
yeah, do not.
Device, okay?
Gelato is not good for computers or devices, but go wild, human beings, unless you have an allergy to something in there. But on that note, now that our devices are talking to us, we're going to say goodbye for the day. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading and eat some gelato.
Woo!